the Public News Service Daily Newscast for January the 14th, 2020. I'm Mike Clifford. The shooting at a naval air base in Pensacola, Florida last month, an act of terrorism motivated by jihadist ideology, that from CNN quoting Attorney General Bill Barr. Three U.S. sailors killed with 21-year-old Mohammed Al-Sharami, a member of the Royal Saudi Air Force who was training at the Naval Air Station, entered a building on the base and proceeded to walk around shooting down unarmed victims. CNN adds that 21 other Saudi trainees on the base were expelled on Monday. Barr expressed frustration that the FBI was still unable to access data stored on two iPhones belonging to the shooter because of Apple's built-in encryption. Ahead of the debate tonight, our Dan Hyman reports the Democratic presidential field is rapidly thinning, but even the former candidates are voicing renewed faith.
New Jersey Senator Cory Booker has just suspended his campaign. Spiritual advice author Marianne Williamson dropped out last week. Neither qualified for tonight's Iowa debate. Williamson is critical of what she calls the campaign industrial complex and the money in politics she says is eating our democracy. But she also says she found faith in the voters.
The material system is even more corrupt than I knew, but the American people are even more wonderful than I knew. I think the American people are really smart. It is the best place we could be looking to for guidance.
Both Booker and Williamson have been stuck below 2% in most polls. Only six candidates have polling and contribution numbers high enough to make the debate stage this time.
The Iowa caucuses are February the 3rd. The New Hampshire primary follows 8 days later. Meantime, Mary Sherman tells us as Ohio's medical marijuana program embarks on its second year, healthcare advocates are trying to better understand the prevalence of marijuana use as well as its perceived safety.
Marijuana is the most commonly used illegal substance in the country. And the latest Ohio Health Issues poll found that nearly half of Ohio adults know a friend or family member who regularly uses the drug. Marcy Seidel with the Prevention Action Alliance explains the polling also asked opinions on the risk of self-harm among regular marijuana users.
As they know people more that are using marijuana regularly, the perception of harm seems to be going down. People don't think it's a very harmful or even a somewhat harmful substance. Those are very interesting and important takeaways that we need to be monitoring over time.
30% of Ohio adults who know someone who regularly uses marijuana perceive it as harmful, compared with 60% of those who do not know someone who regularly uses the drug.
Marijuana is used by an estimated 44 million Americans aged 12 and older each year. This is PNS. And folks in Virginia aged 50 and older are urging state lawmakers to pass a measure called the Borrower's Bill of Rights to help protect folks from predatory lending practices. Seniors are the fastest growing population in the U.S. to become crippled by student loan debt. That's according to a 2019 report from AARP. 73-year-old Virginian Norma Anderson is still paying for loans she took out to finish her bachelor's and master's degrees 25 years ago.
I feel the student loan rates, the way they are charging things, is predatory. They just need to make a very simple rule that if you don't pay it off at a certain time, this is what's going to happen. And make that very, very clear rather than allowing you to continue to forbear and defer.
15 years ago, the report found adults age 50 and older accounted for about $50 billion of national student debt. That number has skyrocketed by 2018 to over $290 billion. And a conservation easement in South Central Florida is helping protect access to public lands, Eric Tegadoff explains.
The easement surrounds the Santa Rosa Ranch, located northeast of the town of Cary, between the Pioneer Mountains and Craters of the Moon National Monument. It will preserve about 7,600 acres of land, as well as more than 3 miles of access to public lands. Cody Martin is field manager for the Bureau of Land Management's Shoshone office. He says the Nature Conservancy approached his agency to see if it was interested in protections.
That would keep this land open, free of future developments, and keep it a working, operating ranch. That's what's critical to these small town communities as well. So it was something we're obviously interested in participating in.
The easement was purchased with funds from the Land and Water Conservation Fund, a federal program supported by offshore oil and gas royalties that preserves access to public lands.
Finally, our Nadia Ramlagan reports the World Health Organization has declared 2020 to be the year of the nurse. That's in celebration of Florence Nightingale's 200th birthday.
Nightingale is considered to be the founder of modern nursing. In North Carolina, healthcare experts say there aren't enough nurses to keep up with demand. Mika Douthat-Ale is director of nursing at Moses Cone Hospital in Greensboro. She says a swelling patient population is outpacing the supply of nurses.
In North Carolina, it's 139,000 nurses, and it's more people that need to be taken care of, and that's only in our area. It's a global shortage.
According to a report by researchers at Georgetown University, North Carolina is slated to have one of the worst nurse shortages in the country, with nearly 13,000 nurses needed by 2025.
Last year, nurses pressed state lawmakers to pass a bill that would remove physician supervision requirements for advanced practice registered nurses and clinical nurse midwives. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and we are listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.